It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Well, hello. Well, howdy doody, and welcome to another fun-filled moment in life known as Broken News. Well, Donald Trump is still in the news. we can only hope that, you know, do you think it would be nice if you woke up one day and found out that Donald Trump was selling aluminum siding door to door and was no longer in the public eye, and we no longer had to hear about his every move and his every word? And with the way things are going with his legal fees and the fines and the bills he has and all of that to pay, don't be shocked if tomorrow we find out that Donald Trump is selling aluminum siding door to door. He's doing everything he can to make money. And I think he's come up with a very clever way. It's called running for president. Because with all that campaign money that comes in, Trump can use it to keep the many members of the American Bar Association gainfully employed. Yes, he is the orange mass of anger and gas. And he could do something else, of course, to make money other than running for president. Some have said maybe he should try a GoFundMe page. You know, it's worked for other people. Have a GoFundMe page. Now, our Broken News staff of crack reporters, they have said, some of them are reporting, that Trump may try a fundraiser in the form of the old tried and true garage sale. That may be his next venture to raise money for himself and others to pay off people here and there. A Mar-a-Lago sale, a garage sale, I should say, at Mar-a-Lago, you know, with the odd broken lamp, a rug with stains from KFC on it, and, of course, those classified documents. Those would be popular. And they would probably fetch quite a bit of loot. And then one member of our Broken News team, who likes to go through life anonymously, and he is saying that Donald Trump has already tried to put up Don Jr. and Eric as collateral. So we don't know if that's true, but it very well could be. So it's a times like this, take your pick, where we're wondering how many more days until this election. And just imagine if Donald Trump wins a second go-round in the Oval Office, if he were to win again, can you imagine the problems we'd have on the border? I mean, it's frightening to think about it, the invasion we'd have on the border, because, I mean, Americans would be knocking each other over to get into Canada as fast as they could. Well, that's Broken News for this week. I hope you'll be back with us again next time.